When Ian and I suppose all of us on the teaching planning team first started thinking about passages that people had a particular sense of a passage that was special to them, the one that came immediately to my mind was this Psalm 139, and I'd like to read it to you again, but this time in the New International Version. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God. Away from me, you bloodthirsty men. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And I think, as Jess already said, the outline of this psalm is the first part's all about how God knows everything about me. He knows what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, where I'm going, what I'm going to say even. And he surrounds me with his presence, and something that the psalmist couldn't perhaps know in the same way, but we can, because of what we've already celebrated here tonight in the communion services, is God's great love. And that's his great love in spite of what he knows about me. Because, to be honest, my thoughts and the things I say aren't always as I would like them to be, and as I know God would want them to be. And yet he still loves me, and that's just mind-blowing, really. It's, as it says in verse 6, such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. I can't understand how he can still love me, and yet he does. And there's, in the next section, there's nowhere I can go, and again, I guess by parallel, nothing that I can do that puts me beyond God's reach and his love. Even in the darkest places, God will bring his light to shine there. Again, on the theme of he knows all about me, that's because he created me. And it's not just the physical me, it's my inmost being that he created. These verses, I think, became particularly special to me when I was pregnant, because, I don't know about you, but I can't remember too much about when I was being created in my mother's womb. But as Elizabeth was developing and growing in me, I just thought, this is just so amazing. I mean, there's nothing that I could have done. I wouldn't know how to put a baby together, and yet God does, and he did that. And it's just amazing that he does that, and each baby is a miracle. And Again, it's just a further, it brings home again the depth of his knowledge and understanding of me as a person, because he made me right from the very beginning. Even when I wasn't properly formed, his eyes saw me and the person I was. And I guess all of those lead on to that. There's just two verses of praise about how precious are God's thoughts, because he is truly wonderful. And, you know, there's no way that I can even begin to imagine God's thoughts or number them. It's just so amazing, really. And I suppose that's maybe what led the psalmist to the outburst, really, against the wicked and those who don't share that love of the Lord. And that's quite challenging, really. Do I feel as strongly as the psalmist about those who do misuse God's name, who are his enemies? So in the comfort and things, there's also a challenge. And the last part as well, the final two verses, they mirror the first two verses. At the beginning it says, "Oh Lord, you have searched me and you know me." Verse 23, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." Verse 2 talks about, "You perceive my thoughts from afar. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." And it's really a prayer to take us further and deeper into God and his love and follow in his ways. At the start, God knows the ways that we're going. And at the end, it's, "Lord, I want to go in your way. I don't want to go my own way." God knows which way I'm going. And it's just asking that God would help me to follow in his way and to get rid of the offensive ways in me and to use me in his service, really. And I just wondered if we could sing "Jesus, Take Me As I Am." "I can come no other way." That's the verses 1 to 6. "This is how I am, but take me deeper into you."